You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Oh, brother, there's that music again. Isn't it lovely? Now that you folks have turned me over, I can continue on. You know, everything in life must have a start. For example, Christopher Columbus discovered America. In return for this wonderful deed, they named a town in Ohio after him. Now, according to history, Columbus returned to Spain, married, and settled down, and an offspring was born, a very, very cranky child that used to cry nights and keep the neighbors awake. So Columbus, being a dutiful father, used to walk the floor nights to keep the child quiet so it would not annoy the neighbors. So you see, that was the start of the Knights of Columbus. And speaking of knights, last night I was walking through a graveyard. It was very sad. I came upon a young fellow kneeling at this grave in deep sorrow, and he kept crying. He kept saying, "You should have never died. You should have never died." And I went up to him. I said, "I beg your pardon." I said, "Did you lose a brother?" He says, "No, sir." I said, "Did you lose a sister?" He says, "No, sir." I said, "Did you lose your wife?" He says, "No." Well, I says, "Who are you crying to?" I said, "Who should have never died?" He said, "My wife's first husband." Speaking of another night, I took my wife to a banquet last night. Yes, I told you before I was married. I'll tell you how it happened. It was on a Sunday, and we were in Philadelphia. It was raining. There was nothing else to do, so we got married. Oh, I thought I'd die. Oh, she wore a lovely gown at that banquet, one of those new style ones with the back to the front. We met a nearsighted friend there. He shook hands with her shoulder blade. She's a dandy gal, though. Not bad looking. In fact, she won a beauty contest. She got first prize for having the most handsome garter. But she's a beauty compared to her sister Minnie. Minnie has a face that looks like has worn out 4 bodies. And Min has been married 5 times. With her, wedding bells sound like alarm clocks. Her first husband had a very, very sad ending. He choked to death on a lifesaver. She divorced her next 3 husbands. Minnie believes in divorce, says it keeps men in circulation. But speaking of my wife, just last night she said to me, she says, "Al," she says, "I'm worried about you, honey." And I said, "Why, baby?" She says, "I was just thinking, if I ever die and you get married to another woman, I don't know what I'm going to do." And I says, "What did you think of doing, honey?" She says, "I had an idea. If I'm going to scratch my way out of the grave, and I'm going to haunt you and your new wife every night. Can you imagine a woman that crazy going to scratch her way out of her grave for you? I got an idea to fool this baby. When she dies, I'm going to bury her with her face down. And the harder she scratches, the deeper she's going. That's my idea of love."
I'm gonna salt away some sugar for my sugar and me. I'm gonna salt today, save those nickels and dimes. Although I know that dreams and thrills and hugs and kisses are free, we'll need an essay when we hear those Mendelssohn chimes. Clank, 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 clank. Gonna cut down on the movies, clothes and cabarets too. Cut down on the lunches, I'll bet before I get through, I'll have a lot of do-re-mi for 2 and maybe for 3. I'm gonna salt away some sugar for my sugar and me. Thank you. cut down on lunches. I bet before I'll get through, I have lots of do-re-mi for two, maybe for three. Continuing to salt away some sweet effervescence for sugar and me. You know I'm going to save it, babe. You know it.
It's burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola, Radiola Under Siege, you might say, with a program I'm calling What's New and Normal, indeed, what is. But I thought I would stop in just to let you know that I'm still thinking about you. We began with Al Herman, the part two of his monologue, I Thought I'd Die, indeed, as many times. just from chagrin, you might say. 1927 on Columbia. Fats Waller and his rhythm, I'm going to salt away some sugar. and it is, that's not money, because we've already spent that. 1940, and Willard Robison and the Ipana Troubadours, led by Sam Lennon, of course. Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up, 1929, and we're trying to wake up. Actually, Coma is sounding pretty good about now. What's New and Normal? Yes, it's been about 6 weeks since I've been at this microphone to do a show, and it's been a time. The world turned upside down, you might say. And I'm Andy Senior, and if you turn me upside down, you won't get any change out of my pockets. And this is Radiola. Which upside down, I don't know, it doesn't spell the same thing. Maybe backwards, but we're not even going to try that. If you want this playlist or any other playlist, Radiola Blog is your choice, and you can just type that into your search engine, Radiola, and it will come up. Unlike, I hope your dinner doesn't come up. Let's not bring that up, shall we? Ipana Troubadours. Again, Sam Lennon, Scrappy Lambert this time singing, and this goes as this show is, I would have to say this show is a musical collage portrait of a person that we're close to in some ways, and there are other little elements in here too, but there's a certain undercurrent, so if you perceive that, you're very astute. There's one little girl who loves me and one little girl who don't. 1927. Yes, that's his problem.
depart. Why should the other be first in my heart? There's one little girl who'll take me, one little girl who won't. Why can't I care for the one girl who loves me instead of the one who don't?
Thank you.
Louis Armstrong in a Savoy Ballroom 5. Boku Jack, 1928, which means a lot of money. Like the kind of money you'd use to retain a lawyer, perhaps. The original Wolverines, that was on a reissue on Columbia from the Red Label era, but not a bad sound I got out of that. I think that's at the right speed, too, finally. The original Wolverines, Shimmy Shawabble, 1927, that's off the Archaeophone release, which you must go out and buy. Indeed, you must. There's no... that's a good one. Panna Troubadours, under the direction of Sam Lannon and Scrappy Lambert. There's one little girl who loves me and one little girl who don't. And people always go to the ones who don't, by the way. It's strange. 1927 on Columbia. This is Radiola, and I love everybody, even people I don't particularly like. You're fine. Don't worry. This is people who, you know, the people I really don't like aren't listening to this show, so it's fine. And this is Radiola, which we like our listeners, and our listeners like us, and it's very nice that way. Little Jack Little, here's a pensive tune. I wonder, 1928.
Here it is. Days are so lonely and nights are so blue, wondering only what happened to you. Memories so tender I love to recall. Have you forgotten them all? I wonder, my darling, who's with you tonight? While memories haunt me, I wonder, my darling, do you think it right to leave me so lonely? I wonder, who's sharing the love I once knew, while I'm here despairing, still caring for you. My poor heart needs mending, on you I'm depending. Does this mean the ending? I wonder.
In the red, 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 red.
that all of the world is cheery by that old cottage door. Why are my wings so weary? I can't fly anymore. Here I am praying, brokenly saying, give me the sun again. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain. When it's raining from the sky and I see a butterfly, I can almost hear him sighing, cause he has to stop his flying. I can easily sympathize with those helpless butterflies. Here I am lonely, tired and lonely, crying for home in vain, just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain. Longing for flowers, dreaming of hours back in the sun-kissed lane, just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain.
I know that all of the world is cheery by that old cottage door.
Why are my wings so weary? I can't fly anymore. Here I am praying, brokenly saying, give me the sun again. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain. Poor butterfly that's caught in the
thank you.
Thelma Tucson, that's on a British Brunswick. Villanelle by Delacqua, 1928. That's a bit of potted palm music for you. In a show notable for its paucity of female vocalists, that's what we have. And, yes, the old, and sometimes you just have to keep moving that potted palm around the room until it gets to, you know, where it belongs. It's, I think it affects the acoustics, too. The Singing Sophomores, actually The Revelers, 1927, Just Like a Butterfly That's Caught in the Rain. And, yeah, boy, we know people like that, too. Little Jack Little, I wonder, I'm going to keep wondering. 1928, this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and we've had a time, and I've told you that already. I know that some people, I'm not going to sit on a helium hose and play Spike Jones records in my current frame of mind. It just can't be done. And so there will be plenty for those of you with your Radiola decoder rings to try to figure out, but they can't possibly mask how one is feeling. I can come across with a certain degree of levity, and that's probably the best we're going to do this week, but I figured I owed you a show, and this is what's new and normal, by the way, so that's what we all have to get used to. The Plantation Orchestra. That's Harry Raderman leading that, 1921. I'm Nobody's Baby. That's off Emerson. Thank you.
have their charm, but my heart itches to be in your arms. Oh, hugs and kisses from somebody who lingers near me to cuddle and coo. My idea of bliss is cottage for two, and hugs and kisses from someone like you.
Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra recording as the Astorites on Harmony, not the Asteroids, because you know that. Although they keep missing the Earth, and I'm waiting for one to hit. Paul Hagen on the vocal, Hugs and Kisses, 1926, and that's a hot band. I think sounds like Red Nichols is in there. I haven't looked this stuff up in a while, so I might be totally off base, and if I am, I'll get 18 letters from people who have nothing better to do with their lives. Munson Orchestra of Chicago, 1923, on, I believe this is French HMV, or Victor Disque Gramophone, K2257, Dreams of India. And, yes, it's a foreign pressing. French pressed. How about that? The Plantation Orchestra, Harry Raderman leading that, and I'm Nobody's Baby, 1921, and, yes, well, if you are, well, maybe that's not the worst thing in the world. Emerson, recording, and, they play rather fast, so you have to get the speed right on those. And, this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I'm Nobody's Baby at the moment. At least I'm an adult, so I'm not, that would be a misnomer anyway, but we're doing fine here, by the way. It's just, you know, the perimeter of our property would be a great, if we could have a shield, a biodome sort of thing where no information could get in, we would be much happier. And speaking of information, whenever I start playing a lot of calypsos, you know something's up, and we have some this week. Wilmoth Houdini in 1933, recorded in New York, off the Roosevelt in Trinidad CD on Rounder. The Trinidad Hurricane, and there's a lot of sympathy there. A lot of people have a lot of sympathy for people who get trapped and stuff, and yeah, that's what it is.
My sympathy to those that are gone to eternity. My sympathy to those that are gone to eternity. The hurricane passing on its way, destroying houses, killing and slaying. My sympathy is extended to the land of Airi Sande Manide. Thank you. When I heard of that serious disaster, I pictured the situation of my dear old mother, also my friends and family, residing in the county of Caroni. But I took the matter so brave and bold, I said, Lord, have mercy upon their souls. My sympathies extended to the land of an irate Sandy Manere. Catholic priest Reverend Father John told the story how the storm began. He said it was about 10 o'clock when Cedrus got the fatal shock. A man, a woman and three children cried. The woman was hit by a flying galvanized. My sympathies extended to the land of Irie and the Manere. An American aeroplane, the governor flew from Port of Spain. He left Cocorita base at 9:45 with his colonial secretary at his side. Then the governor gave his authority to the mayor of Port of Spain city, extending his sympathy to La Bella Trinity, San Manide.
Again, they cause me too much pain. I don't want no woman again. I see woman one and all, always cause a man's downfall.
In my opinion, I think they are mankind's consolation.
Since history began, woman has been fooling man. I sure you men will agree, they know nothing of fidelity. When you are prosperous, they love you and be gay. When your money done, they will run away. These things happen to me, that's why I can speak with authority.
Song, and I'd like to tell you you're wrong. It's the men that have got no shame, and the poor girls they want to blame. Here is one thing you should know, if a woman is bad, men made her so. For in my opinion, I think they are mankind's consolation.
The mighty King Saul, it was a woman caused his downfall. And Napoleon the Great, he said that a woman hands met his fate. Turn back the pages of history, see what Cleopatra did to Antony. Too much sorrows and pain, so never me with woman again.
Innocence in the school of experience, the men lead them astray, and then the vagabonds run away. After so much woe and pain, they be fools to play with fire again. Still, my opinion is that they are a mankind's consolation.
let us put men and women together. Oh, Lord, to find out which one is smarter. Some say men, but I say no. Women got women are like Lababo, or not me. There's some people who say that the men leading the women astray, but I say, oh, that the women of today smarter than men in every way. Ever since the world begun, women was always fooling men. And if you listen to this radio attentively, I'm gonna show you all the women smarter than me, or not me. It's the people who say that the men leading the women astray, but I say, oh Lord, that the women of today smarter than men in every way. Samson was the strongest man long ago. No one could have beat him, as we all know. And when he clashed with a woman on top of the bed, she found out that the strength was in the harvest head. Oh, not me. There's some people who say that the men leading the women astray, but I say, oh Lord, that the women of today smarter than men in every way. I was treating a girl up a safari, and listen how she used up the brains on me. I was giving her my money all the time, and she was giving me shot with a friend of mine. Oh, not me. There's some people who say that the men leading the women astray, but I say, oh Lord, that the women of today smarter than men in every way. If you capture a girl with a pretty dance, by taking her home, you feel you get the chance. And when you reach up to home, she tell you lives alone. And when she open the door, she'll meet the next man home. Oh, not me. It's the people who say that the men leading the women astray, but I say, oh Lord, that the women of today smarter than men in every way. Now listen, how the women does use the screw when they know that they get everything from you. They mean to tie up their hair, that is all they pick. Oh, wait until you come in to cry out headache. Oh, not me. It's the people who say that the men are lost, leading the women astray, but I say, mama, that the women of today smarter than men in every way. I was supporting the woman independently, and she promised faithfully to make a child for me. And when the baby born, I went to see. The hair was straight, it was a Portuguese. Oh, not me. Oh, Lord, say the people who say, oh, Lord, men lead the women astray, I say, oh, that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
King Radio, and this is a very famous song, re-recorded by such as Harry Belafonte, but King Radio was the originator of it, I believe. Man Smart, Woman Smarter, 1936. And, boy, is that true for some people. And it never leads to any good. Oh, my goodness. Men are so, they're sitting there naive and like big dogs, and suddenly you get a, nasty. Yeah, they just want to lick your face and whatever. And sometimes you get somebody who's a little, a little too smart and a little less good. Speaking of which, Lord Beginner and Attila the Hun, Women Are Good and Women Are Bad, 1935, I believe also recorded in New York. The other one was probably too. Fall of Man was the CD that was on. Those two were on Rounder, and that's hard to find, so I'm glad to have that for you. But indeed, I got a good one, but some people get bad ones. It happens. And Wilmuth Houdini, Trinidad Hurricane, 1933, and somebody I know would have been down there helping to clean up. And that's exactly what happened. This is Radiola, and I'm not a particularly charitable or altruistic person. I just tend to be a focus of everybody else's pain, and it's tough. This is my baggage carousel this week, and I'm just displaying it nicely here. Blind Boy Paxton. This is a record which was given to me by Art Pierce of the Rome Capitol Theater. It's a brand new 78 RPM recording, microgroove vinyl issue. And the artist does not like to record on anything digital. So this is on the Evangelist label, I believe a British label. I don't even know when this was recorded. And if I can find a link for you, I will. But Blind Boy Paxton with Railroad Bill. There he goes.
$6 with a $10 bill, and that's right for the railroad bill. Railroad bill, mean evil man, shot him a lantern from the brakeman hand, and that's right to railroad bill. Railroad bill, the bully of this town, he's the only one who does pull me around, and that's right for the railroad bill. Rocket sleep dead in his chest, and that's right for railroad bill. Get my gun and long, long chain, grab me a hatchet and bust out his brains, and that's right for railroad bill. Railroad bill, gonna take a ride, I'm gonna drag his corpse across the countryside, right for graveyard and never gonna wake up. You can die with old railroad bill. Hair ain't curly, your eye ain't blue. If you don't want me, it's a cinch, I don't want you. And that's right for old railroad bill. I started killing that woman as she laid across the bed. Looked so ambitious, took back everything I said. She didn't go back to that woman like a Jersey cow, took her to the bedroom, then quit her in her house, so she go back to old railroad bill. And I said, talk about your honey, you ought to see mine. She's humpback, she's bow-legged, she's crippled and blind. She's better than you and old railroad bill. I listen here, girl.